Carolyn Korsmeyer's book, Disgust, is all about how books and movies use disgust. She gives us lots of examples of how we readers love to read things that totally disgust us. This is kind of an unusual phenomenon if you think about it. Why should we be drawn to things that are gross? The fact is that we actually love some things that are gross. We love cheese. That is, I personally hate cheese, but I know some of you love it. And I think the exact same thing that makes you love it is the thing that makes me hate it. Some things that are disgusting, that is, tend to horrify us. I think the important thing to think about here is that disgust in literature is a moment where we can pause and think about the thing that disgust is. We can really reflect on it. Disgust, that emotion that we feel, slows us down. This is what Carolyn Korsmeyer means when she says, quote, disgust can be the occasion for reflection, for it provides insight about its objects. What does that mean for us when we come to read Blue as Blood? Well, it means, for example, that we are kind of fascinated with how Nina reacts to the color blue. I mean, it's very gross how she feels and reacts. It's like being in a horror movie. It's interesting because the color blue is not actually disgusting to us, but the way in which the narrator describes Nina's experience makes us feel a little bit disgusted. But I guess that's a question. Do you feel any disgust when you read the story about Nina? Or do you feel compassion for her? When the writer evokes an emotion in us by telling a story or by describing a scene, this is called pathos. Pathos is the evocation of emotion in the reader or the audience. So if you feel disgust or fear or compassion for Nina, then pathos is one of the ways that the story is being effective, one of the ways that the story is having a literary effect on us. To sum up, Carolyn Korsmeyer says that disgust may seem to be simple, but it's not. It's very complex. A hallmark of disgust is that the person feels sick. They want to throw up. So ask yourself if this is what you feel when you read the story. Do you feel sick? Does the story remind you of times when you threw up? If you end up recalling those experiences, then perhaps this story makes you feel disgust. And the question then becomes, what does that disgust make you think about? It makes you reflect on something. What does it make you reflect on? What does it make you think? The writer's purpose of evoking emotions in fiction is to get you, the reader, to think about something.